For healthcare providers who couldn't break even because of skewed reimbursement rates, the bill couldn't be signed fast enough. That's because the new Medicare law eliminates a planned 4% cut for those administering the federal program. Wisconsin would have lost $50 million. Wisconsin Medical Society CEO John Patchett says the new law provides a modest increase in federal dollars that will help ensure Medicare patients aren't turned away.
This cut would have, I think, forced a number of physician practices to consider the degree to which they could have continued to participate in the Medicare program, even though they obviously want to continue to serve their patients.
The State Medical Society does not support all aspects of the new law, but says it will help stave off what Patchett called a financial crisis in providing care. Another group which backed the bill is the American Association of Retired Persons. Former member, 73-year-old George McKinney of Milwaukee, is angry that AARP didn't do more to lower the cost of prescription drugs.
I was a member of AARP. I joined them in 1988, but I just mailed my cards in and called them and told them don't ever send me anything else to have anything to do with them.
Wisconsin Citizen Action was one of several groups which lobbied against the bill. Spokesperson Darcy Haber says discontent will only grow as seniors learn more about the new law.
They will be heard loud and clear, and there will have to be a repeal or a very large amendment to fix this.
After a backlash in 88, Congress repealed catastrophic health care. Haber says the new Medicare changes might not last long either. Others say that's unlikely to happen because the drug benefits program is voluntary. And then there's seniors like McKinney, who are skeptical the new law will be changed if the current administration continues.
You know, it's a lot of people, I think, that's going to try to do that, but I don't think you're going to be able to do it until we get rid of this president.
The Medicare changes providing a prescription drug benefit begin with a drug discount card next year. The more comprehensive benefits program starts in 06. There's some concern what effect allowing private insurers into the Medicare program might have. State Insurance Commissioner Jorge Gomez says it could negatively affect Wisconsin's drug prescription program, Senior Care.
The private health insurers covering senior citizens and disabled people covered by Medicare may select participants in their plans based on conditions of health.
That would put the less healthy and more costly beneficiaries on the government's tab, straining Medicare supplement programs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.